It's showtime, folks. Join us in welcoming the extraordinary psychic Kat as she takes the stage for the Intuition Hour. Get ready to explore the unseen realms and unlock the secrets of the universe.
Hello, everyone, and happy Monday. Welcome to the Intuition Hour. I am your host, Kat Nicholson. I am so excited to be here with all of you. Today is September the 9th, 2024. It is a little late. I guess I was off on a tangent about something, so I'm so definitely apologizing for my lateness, but I am here. I have been here, and I'm probably wandering in the clouds looking for signs and messages. And at the same time, what happened was I have these notes that I wrote, Lord knows how or when, because I have no recollection of it, which means they were really messages that have been sitting here for, I have no idea. Again, it's a coffee-stained piece of paper, documents, whatever. And then I turn around and I'm like, I look on my other side, and this is on my left, and on my right, I have all these mantras and stuff, and I'm saying, where did all this come from? I'm literally surrounded in things I've done. I have no idea when, but I'm going to share a few messages with all of you because I felt like some of it is a bit fitting for the Virgo energy, and some is just, for whatever reason, meant as little reminders. And what it really led me to was the question about how you feel about mantras, and do you work with mantras for yourself, and can we tie some of these mantras to certain chakras in our body? I know many of you do and some of you may not, so maybe we'll learn a little something about it today. But in any case, there are mantras that you can connect, I think, with different parts of your body at different times, depending on what you're experiencing and things like that. But I have to say, I think what is very interesting is that I have no recollection of doing any of this, and it just surrounded me. So I'm taking it as a sign that it's meant to be with all of you. Okay. So we're going to get into that in a minute. I do want to say good morning. I am going to take your questions. I'm super excited to talk to you today too. Joni, you've been on my mind. And everyone, good morning. Lara and Alishea, hi. Peggy Reeser is in the chat room this morning. C.A. Brooks is here. Both, of course, want to listen advisors, amazing humans. I am so happy you're here. Renee, good morning. You're going to get your birthday reading today. Lynn and Kelly, hi. Tara and Pamela, Fran, hi. It's so nice that you're here. My beautiful godson is here. Inga, it's so nice to see you. Good morning. And Marty, hello. I'm very happy to see all of you and many of you coming in the room. Good morning. Also, I want to say if you are listening for the first time, we have a Facebook page titled 1-2 Radio. It only takes a moment to come on in, and we are a private group, so feel free to ask whatever it is. And Marty, oh my goodness, it's September. Happy birthday to you. It is 9-9. Please don't even remind me that it's 60 where you are. Okay. I think we met when I was 12, so I'm happy I'm still younger, but I'm teasing you. I'm so excited to talk to you also. I'm sorry. I'm always focused on your son. So, it's so funny. I'm just realizing that it is your happy birthday and happy birthday. And, I love that, and I'll be calling later for sure, but I'm super excited. I want to just read a few things, and I'm going to be brief because I see a lot of questions, and we want to get to those questions, but here are some of the things that are just sitting here with me this morning. And when we think about Virgo, and we think about self-care, we think about the season ahead, I know that I just received a couple of things this morning about nutrition in the mailbox, and I'm thinking, okay, this is a message. Upgrade my nutrition, you know. And I come in here, and this mantra says, it's a reminder, like, start to enjoy different foods to improve certain things about yourself, whether it be your energy, whether it be your complexion, whether it be your vibration, whether it be your psychic energy, whether it be maybe your tummy, whatever it is that you want to lean towards, pick an area for yourself of improvement and go ahead and focus on that. So enjoy different foods for different things. And certain things, I believe, tend to certain areas. And of course, you all know what you can and cannot tolerate. So I felt like that was a good reminder this morning. And for some reason, I wrote it down. It does say nurture yourself more. That says, speaks for itself. It says put some finishing touches around your space. So I think that whatever it is that makes you feel comfortable, I picked up a new stone the other day that was absolutely gorgeous. I had to have it. And just adding a simple item that reminds you of whatever it is to connect yourself to your spirit every day is a really great thing to do. But I felt like more, it was I know we're coming into the time of year where the veil is getting thinner. And as we approach that season, and you know, certain things will be called to you more, or maybe you'll be calling certain things towards you. So we start to get, I feel this is a great time of year to really start tapping into more. Also to let go and release any outdated ideas, overthinking thoughts that you may have that no longer serve a purpose for you. I think the things that you do, maybe 5 minutes of productivity towards one goal is better than, I think as humans, we put so much pressure on ourselves to really work too hard, too long, too much. We feel like we're working on something that we have to go all in on instead of taking little tiny bites every single day and really seeing something. If you try something like that, for say you have a specific goal that you've been working on for a while and you feel stuck or you're not moving, instead of going all in or putting so much pressure on yourself to have it done today, if you take small bites, I think at the end of 30 days, you would see some tremendous progress. And just figuring that out, how much time that can add up to, or even 10 minutes a day, whatever you feel is best, I feel like you'd be really surprised. And that is about productivity, about reaching a new goal, whatever it is that you've been sitting on. Let people love you more. Let people get closer to you. Of course, you're going to keep your boundaries. You're going to really understand that you don't have to hang on so tight. And I know many of you, and that Virgo energy is very, how do we say, it certainly doesn't lack detail on every topic, but it definitely overthinks many topics, as well as that trust factor. All of us want trust. We all want loyalty. We all want dependability and things like this, and commitment, dedication, whatever it is that we're putting out there, and it's coming back to us. But really, really with this energy, you really want to be cautious that you're not pushing things away from you also. And I've been hearing this is a topic right now, so try not to bring the past. I think that shadow of the retrograde is ending now, soon, any minute, any hour, but try not to bring too much of that past into the future and really into the now, because it really does blemish certain things. And often we realize over time that we're thinking the worst case scenario in the best situation. So I believe that I've been shown that lesson many times. I'm sure you have as well. Coming to the place that we, it's like the root chakra, right? We have stability. We can tell ourselves, and speaking of mantras, we could tie this, if we start with the root. I'm going to give you guys one each for your chakras, okay? So I am stable, safe, and secure. Virgo needs to feel secure. All the signs need to feel secure. There's no question. But of course, the insecurities that can overtake us cause us to blemish certain things that could occur that, yes, we're imperfect people, you know? So we're stable, safe, and secure for the root chakra. You could tie it, see if it works better if you're really tying it to your whole body, you know, and your spirit energy, your sacral chakra. So you are open naturally to others. And you can even say you can be creatively open naturally to others. You can open yourselves up a little more. That sacral chakra wants you also to receive from others. So the connection is there and it is permissible to really give everybody the benefit of the doubt before we shut it down. On the other hand, we know now, or we become more aware in time, and I know every one of you can attest to this and validate this, and that your spirit knows when something feels wrong. You know what not to do, you know? So when you're telling yourself you could be open naturally to others, you can creatively open yourself to others, you can find ways to bring more energy towards you of what you're looking for without losing the ability to keep your safety and your security, right, in your root. In the solar plexus too, you accept yourself completely. So I accept myself completely, and I feel this deeply. When you feel yourself and you take a moment to feel yourself and you learn to accept yourself completely, you learn to accept others completely. And so we love that. When we put our heart chakra on the line, which many humans do, all humans do from time to time, we are not only an open channel to bring love into other people's lives, we can actually, you know, on the other side of things, we could put our heart into everything we do. So I put my heart into everything I do. And when we do that consciously, we know, you know, we're not going to settle for less, or we're not going to slack, or we're not going to take shortcuts that may not work, or just putting your heart into everything you do is good enough. And it's amazing how many imperfections we avoid, or we can distract yourself by focusing on these positive mantras. You could distract yourself from everything else that you're really doing. You know what I mean? And it really does bring positive energy. So let's just move on and finish the throat. So I feel freely about expressing my thoughts and my feelings, and I can always communicate more effectively. So you could feel free speaking. Of course, we have to sometimes monitor what we're saying in certain circumstances, but you all know that by now. So bite your tongue so you avoid arguments. But no, I'm only teasing you. You are definitely free to express your thoughts and feelings. And we see a lot of that in the world right now because people just can't help themselves. So let's not overdo it, but the bottom line is we can always communicate clearly and effectively. So you want to give yourself a little pat on the back for being able to express and really be open about your feelings without fear of being judged by others, you know? So, okay, we got two more. We're going to do this. And the bottom line is, I think it's good to tell ourselves positive things after negative experiences, after phases we go through that we just have to take a breath from, and also going through some more difficulty. I think attitude of gratitude goes a long way, okay? I think mantras are better to, like, I mean, if you are hyperactive, Pamela says mantras work better for her than meditation. Even I have really difficulty. I have to move to meditate, honestly. And if I don't move, I have a really difficult time with it because my mind will be in 6,000 places. I'll get 82 messages at once or whatever. And so my meditating is movement, but my mantras also are really good. And if I can instill anything about this within you guys, I think it really is the fact that it does help and it does work. And, you know, the proof is in the pudding, really. So it's better than putting out a lot of negativity or to receive, like when we look around, even on social media, which I've been less and less a part of over the years, it's because I want to avoid as much absorption of negative energy as I possibly can. And unfortunately, it's real in today's world. There is a lot of negativity out there. So as an empath, I think as we protect ourselves over time, our positive mantras can really work in sync with what we're absorbing from the outer world, which we can't avoid. Okay, so let's go to the third eye, my favorite place. And let's say, how about I use my imagination for positive and creative purpose, or I am perfectly aligned with my vision. I like I'm perfectly aligned with my vision. Because sometimes we have a vision and we start doubting it, or we kind of beat it up a little and we rip it apart, and then it really is like, why did this not happen? Or I felt this was going to happen, why didn't it happen? And so we want to remove all that doubt and stay focused on what we envision for our future and our lives. I love that. And then finally, the crown chakra, if we look at that, we can, how about, I am in total harmony physically, mentally, and spiritually. And if you're not in total harmony, I'm in total harmony, or maybe your desire is to be in total harmony mentally, physically, spiritually. And if you're not, you will know it and you will understand it. And so sometimes we say we want to know why. Why is this not working? Why is this not happening? Why is this not? Why am I waiting? Why? Instead, we could say, you know what? We're going to envision ourselves in a specific way, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and really, really go into a purpose and really become and remember to become one and to realize that you are one with this entire universe or God's universe, whatever you believe. So I think that's it. I'm going to come into the room. I really hope it's just a good little reminder of how you're constantly manifesting and what could actually enhance your manifestation abilities, okay? So it really does make a difference. People say, oh, I've heard that naysaying of, no, that's not going to work for me. It works for everybody but me, or we go on and on about things. And it just, it really does dampen your spirit. So we have to keep alignment in all ways, and that's a really, really good way to do it. Okay. All right. I hope that helps. Let's get this stuff out of here that I don't remember writing. And we just go on to some questions and answers. Okay. All right, everybody. Come on in now. Marty, I'm going to start with you. And then Renee, I'm going to take my birthday people first, and we'll go from there. Joni, I know I said you too, so we have three in a row. So let's go, and I'll get to more, okay? All right, let's see. All right, this is for you, Marty. Happy birthday. The ultimate caretaker of the universe. And what I'm seeing this season, or actually this year, I'm going to say over, you are definitely going to, if work is going to be maybe a focus, a topic like employment, really, or growing in this manner, really taking on responsibility, duty. You can be overburdened at times, but there's going to be somebody that's going to help you release some of these burdens. I feel that very strongly. And I also feel increase dedicating yourself to something you're super good at. There's almost in my mind, and I say almost, so I don't want to say it that way, but that's what it appears to be. There are two forms of income that are very prevalent coming up, and there is a potential partnership or someone that acts like a partner. And of course, I'm thinking of Jonathan first, but I'm wondering if you all are going to take on another business together at some point soon. And I feel strong about that. So I feel really good. There's going to be some, if you are, whatever you're doing now, position-wise, I do see increase. A real position, a job working for someone else. I feel good about that, but I really feel an increase in your finances this year for many, actually in a couple of ways, more than one way. Okay. So I feel good about that. You are definitely on more solid footing this coming season. You are, I'm anxious to see if something's going to bear a lot of fruit also in 6 months and in 8 months. I love that. And I feel that you are getting the help of two women. That's going to be very strong coming up ahead. And I feel really, really good about your year. Your foundation is going to feel more stable than it has in a while. So you come back and let me know, okay? And we'll talk very, very soon, all right? And thanks for being here, and love to you and my godson and Jonathan. Okay. All right. Let me see. Where did you go, Ms. Renee? I have a little order of things now, guys. So I know who's, I have a list in the back of my mind. So let's try to get everybody we can. Renee is just going to have a birthday message. And here we go. I was telling Jay earlier that when it turned 89 degrees in Florida, which it is, I celebrated making a pot of soup. I'm sure I told CA as well, but I literally was elated to get out of these temperatures that have been so terrible, except for the fact that now it's decided to get so humid that it feels like 100 and something again. And I cannot even gripe about that, but you know when you're making soup, when it drops below 90, there's a problem with the temperatures, you know? And then I was saying that, and I was speaking to somebody, the temperatures were 113 degrees in California, so I wanted to smack myself for being so fussy about these temps. But the heat is so bad, the humidity is so high that you can literally walk outside for 2 minutes and just, you know, feel like you took a shower. It's that bad today. And I know many of you are still struggling through some of this heat, and temperatures are terrible. But we're definitely looking at different things ahead to work around this weather, you know. All right, let's go, Renee. You are on my mind. For some reason, I'm feeling a lot of healing. And I also feel mother, your maternal energy is extremely strong. And I just want to take a look When I say maternal energy, I feel female protection. And maybe even a message or something. I also wonder if you were close to your grandmother. Because I feel somebody with you at all times. I have chills, so I know that there's someone watching over you. And I feel like you can get a lot of good energy from this woman. And I'm not sure, she seems like she was spicy in real time, but it feels pretty good to me that you have that kind of protection. And I love that when we get that angel energy, you know, that's how I see it, spirit guide. I don't know if you're tapping into that, but I really love that for you. And let me just take a look. Oh yeah, you definitely have a really, you're going to have a creative new beginning. You are also going to feel better than you have in a really long time. I feel a lot of healing. I feel a lot of self-love. I also see a correction in your physical body that you're going to work on if you haven't already. So when things come up, as we go through processes of healing, grief, you know, make no bones about it, it's a tough cycle, but coming on the other side of it looks really good. And as we heal the layers of ourselves, we really do heal our physicality and our bodies. So I feel that for you. I don't always connect them together, but for you, I definitely do. So at this point, you're really, really tying in. And I feel like sometimes the deeper we go into our spiritual lives, the more difficult for, you know, when we go through these awakenings, maybe these journeys where we're going to raise our vibration a little bit or decide to do certain things better. Or it's always like, why are we getting our, especially, and I see this with addiction for everyone and every human we say, you know, has some type of addiction, whether it's positive, negative, or in whatever it is, it's always something, you know, that grabs you. It could be anything from even the great things, exercise. My kids now call me a walking addict, which I probably am, you know, like I don't want to be without it. So I have to go to it every day. But whether it's whatever it is that you're doing, you'll notice, say you decide, okay, I'm going to give up wine for 30 days or you're going to stop smoking. It always seems like you get your ass kicked when these things happen or when you make good decisions for yourself. It's always like and Renee, something tells me when you try to improve, you always go through a little tiny bump before you get to the other side of it. And these are examples of what I'm seeing around you for this coming cycle and this, but your year is going to wind up being really, really good. And so be gentle with yourself is my message, but also understand that you are really coming into a better place and you're going to be happier than you've been in a really long time after this period and this cycle of, you know, whether it's grieving the past or coming into some new beginnings. We have a difficulty releasing certain things or people that have affected us. And then all of a sudden you find yourself in a brand new place. And that's what I feel for you. Okay. So you let me know how you're doing. I hope you have a wonderful birthday. I know we'll get to say happy birthday again next time, a little tiny bit late. So I'll say it today. Happy, happy birthday. And definitely take time out to celebrate yourself. Okay. I know sometimes how many of you have like avoided celebrating yourselves on your birthday and you say, oh, birthdays are no big deal. We don't really want to deal with it. And then you turn around and you're like, I should have celebrated or I should have done something for me, you know? And so please do that always. And specifically Renee for you, definitely. And so I do see some healing. And then I feel that Ten of Cups energy is really, really happy all over. And at the end of this, well, let's say the third quarter is what they're showing me. Every quarter of the year is going to improve for you and you're going to be really happy in the springtime into summer. So you come back and report and let us know how you're doing, okay? All right, I'm going to keep moving, guys. Let's see. Basically, Joni, I'm trying to find you. You have been on my mind. Because we had to give that baby all of that attention. You had to go be put on the back burner for a minute. I want to say also, I'm getting there. Lois and Michael are in the car this morning. Good morning and many blessings to both of you for a very positive day today. I'm glad you're going and taking care of some things. I'm going to take a peek at you in a moment, but let me just go ahead, Joni, and take a look at you. I'm just trying to find your message here. Sorry, guys. Let me see. Here she is. Good morning. And good morning to you. It's been a minute. A couple of part-time gigs, only one paying. Have a peek. Give a little read. Oh, okay. I am happy to. What happens is, you know, I love to do readings for you guys and it feels good. And I think that what I've been trying to do also is really help all of you at the same time by teaching a little something every week. And it matters, you know, it's important to me that you all gain something from showing up here every week. And I love being here. So I have definitely aligned, other than missing some of my friends on Tuesdays, I definitely love being here with you at the start of the week. It's been very, very good. And you all know, as a Virgo rising, I'm very nervous about it. So for myself, starting with you earlier in the week, it's to be it's like a relief, you know, like, oh, I get to be off the air for the whole week. And it just aligns much, much better. So I really appreciate and value your time with me. And I'm hoping to give you the best I can every week. So let me look. I'm waiting for Joni, I'm waiting for your guides to say, stop shuffling. And they will momentarily. I have a feeling about you though. And I know it feels like a bit away. So I'm going to say something temporary is coming to you in November and something permanent is coming to you in March. And I do feel an increase financially, more substantially in the spring than I do in the fall, but the fall is going to improve greatly by November. So whatever this means, you're going to release a little bit of your burden here and definitely go into a bigger position for a longer period of time. That's also going to bring you some financial gain. Whatever doesn't work out within the next 3 months this year, or well, we have four, but I'm going to say within three, is a very temporary, purposeful block. And so if something doesn't work, if you want to get out of where you are, if you're not getting paid, you're not going to stay, you know, something is going to totally be meant to be in the new year. I do see a light-haired woman, blah, blah, that has something to do with this. I also feel you working more towards your goals, and I feel really good about that, okay? So three months from now, you're going to feel a lot of relief. 6 and 9 months from now, you're going to feel tremendous relief. So your money is going to improve during those cycles. And March feels really magical. And I know it feels like it's far away, but I'm not saying nothing will occur this year, but March feels magical. And November feels really good. So it starts in November, takes 4 months. I feel good ultimately, okay? And I do hope that helps. Inga, let's take a peek at you. And then Lois, I'm coming to you. think a lot of you have said this shadow has kicked your butts, you know, over the weeks or whatever, like the retrograde, you know, it seemed to come in the middle of it seemed a little more gentle, but I think these shadow periods were like, wait, what? You know, crazy things occurring. And of course, self-doubt is prevalent during this cycle, and that's normal as well, but still, we're going to see some big, I feel like you're going to see a big lift. Inga says, can you look into my financial situation? I've been struggling for a few years. I'm looking for a new job. I think it's going to come in as exactly like this. I think a new position is better at first while you're creating something for yourself on the side. And I really, truly believe that that's the order of things, okay? So let me just take a look here. Hold on now. Interesting, because they are showing me a counter of some sort. I am seeing a counter. I know it's been challenging because you've been going through transformation, and I also feel like there is something divinely coming to you. And when I say that, I don't know if you have been through a cycle of grieving, of loss, or something changing and now changing within you. I do believe that, and I feel this is coming. And so a lot of this, maybe something you've tried to do prior to now, is definitely showing up again. Only this time you're going to go after it assertively and receive it. I feel by November you'll have a position that you want, but by the winter, February, you will be focusing on your own thing on the side at first and then coming into it fully, okay? So again, November and February of next year, I feel good about that. I feel these two steps. I also believe that it's better for you to be somewhere, even if it's less than 40 hours a week to work on yourself. I definitely feel that. So I am also, I firmly believe that you may have been disappointed on the path as far as getting a job, and I see grieving, but it's also an internal transformation that's occurring because of it. And so with this new attitude that you're going to carry, and I say that in the best, sweetest way, I really do believe that you're going to, it's almost like it's like shedding your insecurities to go forward and starting in the outer world first and then coming back to yourself and creating your own thing on the side. That's how I feel like it's going to play out. Even if it's 25, 30 hours a week, something like this, something tells me it's more around a little tiny bit more than that, but it's under 40. And I also believe that you are, it's like being more confident, coming into a better time, more joy. Something disappointed you, and it's also a releasing of the disappointments from the past that are holding you back. So you're going to be doing some of that, okay? And you're going to be working hard, but you're going to like what you do, and you'll actually wind up loving what you do for yourself. And I do believe it's something you've tried to do before and it didn't work out, and now it's coming into the time. When I get the Star card, everyone, come hell or high water, as difficult as that cycle has been, when we see that energy, you are on the right track or the path towards reaching your goals, okay? So that's what I feel. And it's, sometimes it's like, universe, why are you not cutting me a break? Well, this is meant to be. And of course, they're going to show you. You're not going to believe why until it occurs. And that's another blessing or energy around that Star card, okay? I hope that I hope that rings true and you come back and let us know, all right? Alashaya, thank you so much. I'm going to come to you after Lois. I appreciate that. I want to say good morning to Maureen and Pamela. And I feel like Jim, hello, Quelly, Monday blessings to you as well, Suzanne. Suzanne has a little update, and I definitely know you're both going to recover. I'm just glad that Fiona did well and everything is going fine. I definitely see, okay, that's okay. I'm sorry about your eye, and I know you'll both recover. Isn't it amazing how we interchange with our pets? And that definitely happens. And I'm feeling, of course, you're going to both recover quickly. But it's unbelievable how we do that. Okay, Lois, let's take a peek. And then let's just keep moving. We have a little time. You all are definitely traveling to smoother sailing times. I don't have any fussing except for the traffic in New York City. I'm teasing. But that's about the worst of it. So pay attention to that because I think it's crazy today. But you're fine all the way around. Michael's going to be great. I feel good about that. Intuitively, I feel like you guys are coming into a more adventurous season together. So I love that. And a lot of manifesting, a lot of magical energy. I did pull the Magician, lots of amazing healing energy, which I love. And let me just see one thing here. I do feel like salt. I'm trying to think of those, Himalayan salt, Lois. I don't know why this is coming to me, but I feel like you're supposed to be bringing, I'm sure you have some, but you're supposed to be bringing it in the home. And I also think it's very healing for the both of you for whatever reason. I'm also wondering if there's a salt room somewhere. I don't know where this is coming from, but it would probably work wonders on you. And I'm not ruling it out for Michael either, but I feel, I don't know, it's just showing itself. But if not a salt lamp like this in your home, I love that Himalayan salt in your body. Of course, with caution and talk to your doctor before consuming anything. But I really, really feel that, as well as, there was one other thing that I picked up on. Oh, you're going to shed some I look, when I talk about weight loss, it's only because it's so present in my reading that it's shocking at times, because you're like, this person doesn't need to lose weight or anything like that. But I see some weight loss coming, and I don't know what that's about, other than fitting into a dress, right, or something like crazy. But I do feel that as well. It's showing me there's a lot of emotion and love energy between you guys. I love that, and I feel all in all it's going to be a good thing. As far as the salt, the Himalayan salt, it brings also some grounding and absorbs the negativity and things like that, which seems to be minimized as it is, but in the home it feels really, there's something about it that even a chunk or hunk of it somewhere, you know, or a light. I like the real salt before I would choose the light, but either way is great. The light is good too. You can have both, or also I started taking in some lavender salt, which has been really good and grounding. I love that as well. But for you with the pink Himalayan, it feels really good. Okay? Random, but it's coming through, so I'll say it. All right, let me just go ahead and refresh. Lots of love to you both, and have a great day. Let me know how everything goes, okay? All right, let's keep moving. Now, I saw Alishea. I have to read this question, dear, before I answer it, because I'm not sure. I can tell what topic it is, so let's take a peek, okay? Cat's a little on the... you have to remember, I'm a Virgo rising. I'm a little bit, you know, let's see what you say. Good morning, Cat, Jay, and the whole of the awesome 1-2 tribe. I'm trying to get a group together to send petitions to all of our representatives, senators, and congressmen about legislation for the control of assault weapons. There are estimates that there are over 20 million AR rifles in the United States. Even on military bases, soldiers cannot walk around with arms. They are kept safely in an armory. Do you think it's a good time for me to begin that? And she asks if she may post a link next week. On the second question, you have to go to the boss, because he's the boss, okay? And let me just see how I feel. I mean, I'm going to psychically tell you, give you an answer. The reason I'm saying about the link is because that is definitely company policy stuff. So I feel like that would be the proper answer for that. Okay. And it's not because of my intuition. It's just because, well, it is my intuition too, because I'm like, go to the boss. But I definitely want to answer that honestly. And also let me look if it's a good time. I will be able to psychically feel and look at your cards and see if it's a good, I mean, now every there's, I feel like you're joining a group of people who are doing this, and I'm feeling like there's an organization you can also involve yourself in if this is a passionate topic, of course, for everyone. And especially after the last few days, it's just been mind-boggling, and it's a really difficult topic. But I'm proud of you for feeling passionate about it, and I also feel like I could honestly say, is this a better time than ever? But let's see. What I'm really sensing is that you can go towards a bigger or a larger. Okay, you checked with Mark and he said yes. I love that too. Okay, good. If I'm perfect with it, if he's okay with it, I'm sure. And I mean, I'm proud of you for doing what you're doing. So it's a very sensitive topic. And so thank you for breaching it. I'm totally with you. And I think that this is a good thing, but I also feel like there's an organization you can become a part of that's even a bigger thing. You know what I mean? So let's take a look. You Yeah, I feel like it's so important, Elishaya. I'm trying to think of the name of the darn organization that, I mean, it's a newer one. It's not one of the national, it feels more regional, but I do believe it's around your area. So I think that that would be a big help, but you could take it on yourself as well. Let me just take a peek real quick, okay? Oh, yeah. There's going to be more information coming ahead. Again, as we said, I feel like you're good to go. There's something that comes from it when the sun, I feel like things are going to really, really change around this topic by the end of the year, of course, but they're showing me sun and Sag all over the place. Now it's a Sag moon, so it's a perfect time to get going. And yes, feel free, as long as you have permission. You definitely have my permission as well, so I feel good about it. And there's going to be more information to help you achieve some of what you're going after, and I love that also, okay? All righty, now let me just see one more thing over here. And I'm super, please send it also. We'll all see it in the room as well. Feel free with the clearance from upstairs, okay? Inga, you're so, so welcome. This time you're gonna tackle that. I'm telling you, I feel good about it. You're not gonna give up. You're just gonna keep moving. Hello, Miss Patricia, so nice to see you. I feel someone here is going to write a book. And it is, I want to say it's outside. It's a spiritual book. It's somebody in here right now listening is thinking about it. What are they doing? What are they writing? Or you're thinking to yourself, am I writing the right thing? Is this my path? Yes, it is. It's a very big message. We can all share that hermit energy this week for that Virgo energy in full force. Thank God the shadow is ending. I am elated. And I do believe that that I did pull the hermit. I wanted to give you guys a card for the week. Marty, happy birthday. That's a big card for you. And if you are questioning about writing, you are writing the right thing. Alishea, I would say that includes you as well. And I do feel really good about it. Guys, take some minutes out of your life to learn something new. We love that, especially during this season back to school. And have a wonderful week. Thanks so much, everyone, for being here. Please stay tuned for the amazing Lori, the Love Sherpa, is coming up next. So go ahead and be with Lori and the rest of our amazing Monday lineup. Bye, everybody. Jay, thank you for being my producer always. Bye, everyone. Have a wonderful week.